Hello, this is Dick Hayden. From the North Carolina Reading Service, I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 14, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. We're not bowling in Raleigh this week, but I had some announcements that needed to go out, so I figured I'd send a short set of notes anyway. Please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub or if you want to sub next week. Thanks to all those who came to the chili soup, stew, and dessert cook-off last weekend. We had a great time and ate a lot of good food. If you're going to the Charles E. Roan tournament in Winston-Salem Saturday, we will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem. Zip code is 27103. Bowling begins at 9:30 a.m., with registration beginning at 9. We'll leave J.C. Park at 7 a.m. Saturday morning and plan to make our usual stops. $20 for transportation per person. This is the 40th anniversary of the Roan tournament, so the league is selling commemorative t-shirts for $10 each at the tournament. They may not have a lot as they were doing pre-orders, but be aware that there may be some available. Jeff Tucker has a limited number of Carolina Bowling Alliance shirts, hats, towels available. Shirts are $10, hats are $10, and towels are $5. Call Jeff at 919-832-4982 so that he can arrange delivery. He'll also be at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in May with whatever is left. The Business Enterprise Program has an opening for a Chief of Business Enterprises. The posting closes on Monday, March 18. Apply through the state's job listings. Click on https://www.nc.gov/working/finding-job and scroll down to the search state job listings. You can filter on the department for DHHS and find the exact listing. Requirements include the following couple of items: working knowledge of sales, general business and accounting practices, and government facility management. Experience in monitoring program receipts and expenditures. Excellent verbal and written communication skills. Ability to negotiate and build partnerships with internal and external contacts. Management preferences. Knowledge and experience in government contract development, negotiations, and management preferred. Tommy Simmons can provide more information about what this position is all about, but he tells me that the operators would very much like the person to be visually impaired, although that is not an absolute requirement. The Governor Moorhead Foundation invites everyone to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new GMS Accessible Outdoor Learning Center on April 11 at 12:30 p.m. The generous help of NC State's School of Design and community partnerships has made this new accessible playground possible. The City of Raleigh is working on redesigning the city's website. The message from the city's Equity and Inclusion Department says, "We know that people come to websites in two ways. They may use a search engine and go directly to the page that has the information they want. If that does not give them the answer they need, they often go next to the homepage. Now, this is the second way that people enter a website and the one that we're working on. Right now, on RaleighNC.gov, the number of choices on the homepage can be overwhelming. The choices also may not be obvious to someone who does not work at the city. Working with an outside vendor who analyzed web traffic and our goals, we have two potential new ways to navigate RaleighNC.gov. Our next step is to test those ideas. Using the link below, you will be given 10 tasks to complete as if you were a website user. You will click on the option where you would look for the information. You will continue to click through as more refined options help you locate your task information. A small yellow box that says, "I'd find it here," will appear when you have located your answer from the choices. This will move you to the next task. The test will randomly give you one of three structures, one of the two new structures, or the current structure. You can opt out of the task at any time if the answer isn't obvious. How you, as someone not familiar with our thinking, navigate this will help us fine-tune a new website structure. Implementing it will be a long process, lasting more than a year. This is an important early step. The link to the activity, it's called a click test, is below. There are also optional demographic questions at the end, which will help us make sure we're hearing from all communities in Raleigh. To that end, you are free to share this link with others. Here is the link, and thanks for considering our request. https://nimble.li/QDG73EBD. And those are all lowercase letters. This is a wonderful opportunity to voice your opinion on website design and accessibility, and we encourage everyone to participate. Paratransit fares return. The City Council is considering returning to fares for paratransit trips and increasing from $1.25 to $1.50 each way. Reach out to your City Council to voice your opinion on this. The deadline for registration for the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada is next Friday, March 22. Please put the money in your lane envelope and please specify what you are paying for. If you are pre-ordering a t-shirt, please specify the color and the size also. Entry fee is $80, masters $25, guest registration $18. Please list their names also. T-shirts $30, black or tie-dye. Please specify, also specify size. And here is information about from Sandy McDaniel about the ABBA. She writes as follows. We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go to the website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Or you can call the Silver Legacy Reservation Line at 1-800-687-8733. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted room rate is $59, plus $30 resort fee, plus $3 city fee, and 13.5% tax. It all comes up to approximately $104 per night for two guests. Each additional person will be charged at the rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 19, 2024. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note, a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide a complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking. In-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, refrigerator, in-room safe, access to all new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi, in-room Wi-Fi, and printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to the full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There is a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino adjoin the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Circus has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website and it lists all of the restaurants and entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl, 1855 East Lincoln Way, Sparks, Nevada, will be the bowling lanes that we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Snack Bar features a diverse menu including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but is also a quick and easy way to get some food. The entry fee for the tournament is $80, and it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. That's included in the $80 for those who are bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee also. T-shirts are $30. Please specify the size and whether you want black or tie-dye. They must be prepaid. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day, so Tuesday for singles and doubles and Wednesday for teams. The board meeting will be Monday at 8 p.m., and the convention meeting will be on Tuesday at 8 p.m. And please note, if you arrive before 3:30 p.m. on the day of your registration, of your reservation, rather, begins, the hotel will charge a $10 early check-in fee plus tax. If you leave after 11 a.m. on the day of departure, you are charge for a full day. Next up, scholarships. Scholarships are available to students with vision loss for the 2024-2025 academic year. Scholarships for students pursuing college or graduate study are invaluable in making educational opportunities more widely available. A number of scholarships exist to support the education of students with vision impairment. In preparing for the coming year, students and their families can explore offerings that may match their interests and goals. Those considering scholarship opportunities are advised to apply for funding from their state's Commission for the Blind or equivalent agency. Some scholarships require proof of this step for a student to be considered. Following are some of the individual scholarships available for the upcoming academic year. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is accepting applications for its annual scholarships from high school seniors through graduate school students who are blind or have low vision. The application deadline is midnight Eastern Time, March 31, 2024. Currently, 30 merit-based scholarships of $8,000 each are available. Recipients attend the NFB convention in July. In addition, NFB and HumanWare are collaborating to offer the Jim Halliday HumanWare / NFB scholarship to four candidates, each of whom will receive $1,000 and one Braillant BI40 Braille display. NFB scholarship applicants can select a checkbox on their application to gain access to the questions related to this award. The Lighthouse Guild offers merit-based scholarships to students with vision loss who are about to enter college or embark on a graduate education. Each year, up to 20 scholarships are offered to outstanding high school students and at least one to a graduate student. Applications are due by March 31, 2024. The Lavelle Fund for the Blind provides two scholarships for college and graduate students who are legally blind and visually impaired and studying at one of 12 partnering colleges and universities in the tri-state New York area. The Laval Brother Kearney Scholarship Program provides financial support and career preparation assistance to students to enter and advance in the profession of their choice. Their Laval Leaders Awards are one-time only merit awards of $5,000 offered to two students per year. The application deadline is June 30, 2024. For lists and details about these scholarships, click on the links in your email copy of this newsletter to go to the webpages of the Laval Fund for the Blind and Lighthouse Guild. For further details about specific scholarships of interest, it would be advisable to contact the scholarship provider directly in the same manner. For additional background information, click the links in your email copy of this newsletter to go to the webpage to read the AFB article on scholarships for blind and low vision students. The AFB article also features descriptions of a number of scholarships offered by other organizations, including the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER, the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, the Christian Record Services, Learning Ally, ALLY, the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Fordham Law School, and Western Michigan University. Parents, educators, students, and others can also connect with local community organizations that provide services to individuals with vision loss to inquire about other funding opportunities to support the pursuit of higher education. Announcing the 2024 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Reunion. Registration will be available very soon on our GMSAA website and in your mailbox. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This serves as your invitation to attend our annual GMS alumni reunion. Please read below for details about hotel reservations, registrations, ordering t-shirts, and some other general information that you may well find helpful. The date, Friday, August 9th through Sunday, August 11th, 2024. Location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel, 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27614. Telephone 919-872-3500. Room rate, $135 per night for standard king or two queen rooms plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and there is free Wi-Fi in the guest rooms as well as in the public areas. Reservations. There are two ways that rooms can be reserved. You can call the hotel directly, 919-872-3500, and request a room in the GMSAA Annual Convention Room Block or with the group code GMA. You can also call Hilton itself at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There is a limited number of available rooms in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, August 8th. Please note that the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 19, 2024. All reunion activities and meals will be held in the hotel. Registration. The registration fees for attending the full annual reunion are as follows. GMSAA members, $60. Lifetime GMSAA members, $50. Guests, $90. This registration fee will cover dinner on Friday evening, a box lunch for Saturday, and a banquet dinner on Saturday evening. The registration fees for partial attending only certain functions are as follows. Friday only, $30. Saturday lunch, $30. Saturday evening dinner, $30. Saturday lunch and dinner combined will be $60. The deadline for registration is Friday, July 19th. There will be an additional $10 fee for anyone who registers past the July 19th deadline. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make a PayPal payment. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to dcpermar58@gmail.com with your phone number and a time when you are available to register via our website. If you prefer to mail your registration payment to the address is P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. Note, mailing your registration will require more processing time. Activities. In addition to some information-packed seminars, the convention committee is planning to invite vendors with unique items for sale. And we may possibly hold activities such as line dancing class, darts, and other fun games. On Saturday afternoon, we'll be holding an indoor yard sale. We're asking that each attendee bring at least one item in good condition to donate to this fundraiser for our organization. In addition to your yard sale item, we are requesting that attendees also bring a door prize. The convention committee will be working to confirm these and other activities, so stay tuned for future announcements. We urge everyone to go ahead and complete your registration and room reservation so that we can add to our room block if necessary while more rooms are still available in the hotel. Finally, you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has a logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, the number of shirts you want, and the money in to us by July 19, we will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August the 9th. If you're not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. To order your t-shirt or t-shirts, and you certainly may have more than one, please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. And thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMSAA reunion. Sincerely, the Convention Committee. And the members are Donna Permar, email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter, email yallowdog@bellsouth. That's yallowdog at bellsouth.net. Phone number 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter, email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Phone number 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson, email missp2015@gmail.com. Phone number 919-798-2222. And finally, Ricky Scott, email Ricky Scott, that's with two T's, RickyScott09@gmail.com. Phone 919-673-8300. With that, we'll take a look at some recipes that are guaranteed to bowl you over. Oh man, this is so nice. It's all dessert. First one up is quick banana nut bread. Your ingredients, one serving cooking spray, one 18.25-ounce package of yellow cake mix, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 2 ripe bananas mashed, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 1 3.5-ounce package of instant vanilla pudding mix, and 4 eggs. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. That's also 175 Celsius. Spray 2 9x5-inch loaf pans with cooking spray. Mix the cake mix, pecans, bananas, water, vegetable oil, pudding mix, and eggs together in a large bowl with an electric mixer until evenly blended. Pour 1/2 of the batter into each of the prepared loaf pans. Bake in the preheated oven until a toothpick inserted in the middle of each loaf comes out clean. That takes about 45 minutes. Now, when you're done with that one and after you've enjoyed it, why not go on to the next one? Pineapple upside down cake? Huh? How about that? Ingredients. Cooking spray. 1 20-ounce can of Dole pineapple slices. 1/4 cup of packed brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of margarine melted. 8 maraschino cherries. 1 9-ounce package of yellow cake mix. 1/2 cup of cold water and 1 large egg. Here are your directions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 175 Celsius. Grease an 8-inch pan with cooking spray. Drain the pineapple slices and set them aside. Stir together the brown sugar and the melted margarine in the prepared pan. Spread evenly in the bottom of the pan. Place the pineapple slices into the brown sugar mixture. Place a cherry into the center of each pineapple slice and in the center of the pan. Beat together the cake mix, cold water, and egg in a large bowl with an electric mixer on low speed for 30 seconds. Beat on medium speed for 3 to 4 more minutes. Pour the batter evenly over the pineapple and cherries in the pan, and then bake in the preheated oven until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean, 25 to 30 minutes. Cool in the pan for 5 minutes. Loosen the edges and turn out onto a serving platter. Gentlemen, this is not in the script, but I must say this. You and I are capable of making both of these delightful items. And just think how happy your very special other, wife, girlfriend, whatever, will be when you lay that stuff down in front of her. It's not too late to continue celebrating Valentine's Day. Let's move on. And that was not in the script, see. But this is bowling schedule. The Roan Invitational will be in Winston-Salem on March 16th. We will be bowling on March 22nd. The SBBA Mail a Graphic is bowled March 22nd. The ABBA National Tournament entries are due in to the Outlaws on March the 22nd. And Good Friday is March 29, and there will be no bowling. You will next bowl on April 5, 12, and 19. The Outlaw Invitational is May 4th, and that has been confirmed. And finally, the ABBA National Tournament will be in Reno, Nevada, May 19th to the 23rd. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March the 14th, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.